Well, now to a special interview from the front lines of mental health care. A leading expert has been sacked after accusing the South Australian government of negligence. Professor John Mendoza was the Director of Mental Health for the Central Adelaide Local Health Network and SA Prisons. He lost his job on Wednesday for speaking out about escalating demand and a critical lack of resources. Professor Mendoza says the past 9 months have been some of the worst on record.
At the Royal Adelaide, of those 9 months, 8 of them have been the busiest on record in terms of mental health presentations. And then in February, it jumped all the way up to 39% increase, February 2019 to February 2021. So these are enormous increases. But what's also compelling here is that the numbers of people with suicidal behaviour, self-harm, overdose, has gone from less than 1 in 6 in 2019 to now nearly 1 in 2 in the first 3 months of this year. Now, this is extraordinary. We have a threefold increase in that presentation.
So looking at some of those figures, that's a 40% increase in terms of the numbers compared to 2 years ago, and then also an extremely large increase in the number of people who are suicidal or at that very extreme acute end of conditions as well.
That's right. And what's driving this, Sally? This is not organic mental health, as we would describe it. This is all driven by situational crises that people now have found themselves disconnected from family, losing jobs. Commonwealth Bank reports 41% of mortgage households are now under mortgage stress. That's the highest in the nation. We have higher than national average unemployment. All of these things feed this pipeline, if you like, of people presenting in crisis. This is an economic crisis first and then a mental health crisis second. And at the moment, our nation and this state has responded magnificently to the viral pandemic, but has absolutely failed in planning for and ramping up the capacity of our specialist mental health services to cope with this. It's going to damage Australian society for decades if we do not act to fix this problem.
We were talking about some of the numbers, but behind each one of those numbers is an individual, a member of a family, perhaps a workplace, certainly of a community, some of whom have taken their own lives, others who have got close. How do you quantify the cost of that?
The cost is enormous. It's close to 10% of GDP, over $200 billion per annum. The suicide cost alone, they are predominantly young people. They are predominantly under the age of 44. And so they're in prime productive years in a sense. And so that economic cost is enormous. And the Productivity Commission estimated that at $28 billion. The economic cost it pales into insignificance in terms of the human cost. For every suicide, there are 6 people that are deeply affected. And by that, I mean they're unable to continue in their roles, the various roles in their life, as carers, as mothers, as fathers. They withdraw from those things. I've known people who have never gone back to work after losing a son or a daughter. This affects those people deeply. It affects another 30 people very significantly. It rocks their world, so to speak. And then it affects about another 120 people in various ways. Impact of suicide is like no other sudden death. There's all the guilt, the remorse, the what could I have done, what should I have done, did I contribute to it? All of that is bound up with the grief. It is profoundly impacting on families and communities. And what I'm deeply concerned about is that we face an intergenerational consequence if we do not stand up these mental health services quickly. And at the moment, what we're faced with is a mental health workforce, the specialist mental health workforce, in crisis. Hundreds of positions in this state unfilled, thousands across the country, and no sophisticated plan to address that.
How big is the gap between the demand and the resources that you saw in your area of South Australia?
Oh, it's very hard to quantify because there is so much latent demand, what we call latent demand in the community. People who need care who can't get it, and that's got to change. And it's got to change now because this pandemic has really exposed the the chasms and the difficulty people have in navigating those chasms in order to get the care they need when they need it.
What kind of scenarios have you seen playing out in emergency departments in your part of South Australia with people waiting, the length of time, the distress of those people and also of the staff?
Well, any other day I can, or every day, when I would go down to ED, particularly on extremely high pressure days, when we would have more than a third, in fact, half of the entire emergency department occupied by people with mental health conditions. Some of these folk had already been in a country hospital in Mount Gambier or Port Lincoln. They had been air transported, then transferred directly to the Royal Adelaide. So they'd already had a fairly traumatic experience being tied up in a plane, tied up in an ambulance, and then they get to the Royal Adelaide and they need a psychiatric intensive care bed. So they're the most unwell. They're in some cases potentially very violent. And here they then are placed in the Royal Adelaide ED for days. And that's no fault of any of the clinicians. That's no fault of the administrators of that service. We are traumatising those individuals. We're making their conditions worse. We are also deeply traumatising the staff. And it's been going on for a very long time here in South Australia. And there has been utter negligence on the part of successive governments to deal with it.
What's your message to government?
My message to Stephen Marshall, the Premier, is to walk with me, Premier, and I'll show you what the real situation is. We have to have a sustained 10-year turnaround with increasing the investment and doubling it. Doubling. So you would ask me before, what's the gap? I'd say we're pretty close to half of the resources that we need at every level. This is a national problem, Sally, exacerbated by the COVID pandemic, exacerbated by the withdrawal of economic support, and exacerbated by the fundamental lack of planning and investment in specialist mental health services.
That's John Mendoza, the former Director of Mental Health for the Central Adelaide Local Health Network and SA Prisons. The Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists is backing Professor Mendoza. SA Branch Chair Paul First says some clinicians are at breaking point.
To be honest, I think many of our members have almost reached a point of hopelessness. You know, this has been going on for quite a while. It's gotten a lot worse recently, but this has been coming for a while. I know a number of senior psychiatrists are feeling increasingly hopeless about the public sector. Some are making moves to move into the private sector.
So some people want to walk away from that public system?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Dr. Paul First from the College of Psychiatrists. Well, the South Australian Health Department says it's committed to improving mental health services across the system, including the new urgent mental health care centre, the Mallee Ward at the Women's and Children's Hospital, and additional services in the community. $15 million has also been allocated in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And you'll be able to find the full statement from the South Australian Health Department on our website.